We can all agree that promotional signs for the Obama administration's stimulus projects don't create jobs. That's why I voted this week to eliminate the federal dollars responsible for the familiar signage along our highways. Project UCUT provided that opportunity. To date, I've said no to more than $60 billion in bloated federal spending programs under UCUT. Unfortunately, a majority of Democrats aren't listening to Main Street and have rejected them all. But citizens can keep the pressure on Congress by voting for their favorite spending cut on the UCUT website each and every week. The next round of options: eliminate unnecessary congressional printing and save $35 million. Cut Senator Dodd's earmarked health care facility and save $100 million. Prohibit first-class subsidies on Amtrak for $1.2 billion in savings. Reform the Energy Star program and save $655 million. And stop low-income home energy assistance program payments to the deceased, incarcerated, or those who don't meet program requirements for hundreds of millions of dollars in savings. Congress needs to change its spin, spin, spin way of business. Americans have made that clear through their UCUT votes. One step at a time, we can move Washington to a culture of savings. That's what will save our children and grandchildren from bearing the burden of paying for the misguided economic policies that are hurting our country.